Then I can open my valves. It's going to release the water. When the water starts going down, the pressure of the water on that side will reseal it. And then I dump out approximately 8.5 to 10 million gallons of water, depending on what my tide level is out here. Fresh water going out to the Gulf.
For 2 years now, Al Corser's operated the Inglis Lock, or as he jokingly calls it, the white elephant or dinosaur of the old Cross Florida Barge Canal, whose days are numbered. Corser's a maintenance and construction superintendent for the Department of Environmental Protection's Office of Greenways and Trails. DEP, the new manager of the operation, is still trying to figure out just what to do with the lock. Escaping air pressure gives haunting sounds to the old lock, which now only opens its doors on weekends to let small craft pass through between the Gulf side of the operation and the fresh waters of the lower Withlacoochee River to Lake Rousseau. It's a somewhat costly operation in terms of time involved running the facility, the exchange of millions of gallons of fresh water into the saltwater Gulf, and most of all, the construction costs for a lock not being utilized the way it was intended.
The whole purpose was originally to move ocean-going barge traffic from the Gulf to the Atlantic.
But early developers' longtime plans for sweet prosperity turned sour in the bitter debate over the plans to geographically divide the state in half by the canal, which ended up dividing the people. The basic fear, the canal would ruin Florida's precious fresh water supply. Al Corser.
The only thing I can say on that is that was why the injunction was put in originally. They were afraid of the saltwater intrusion into the Florida aquifer. What would it do to the interruption of freshwater flow to South Florida? It's, you know, Florida is like a big drain pipe. Everything flows from north down to south and eventually comes to the Everglades. They felt that this would possibly interrupt that, and that was an unknown factor. The only way they would have known for sure is if they would have completed it.
You know, times are changing, technology is changing so fast that some of these things become outdated as they're being built, and this was one.
David Bowman's been involved with the Cross Florida Barge Canal for 28 years, working first as a deckhand on a workboat for the Army Corps of Engineers before moving eventually into a role as manager for the barge canal, and now he's the Department for Environmental Protection's regional manager for the Office of Greenways and Trails.
It got caught right in the middle of the passage of the National Environmental Policy Act that required the government to look at the environmental impacts of their projects, which was 1969. And this project was one-third completed at the time. So this is actually the only one, if not the first, big civil works project at a national level that they really took a serious look at under the requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act. So it's been interesting to watch it change.
It took more than 20 years from the time President Nixon brought about a permanent injunction on the Cross Florida Barge Canal to the time the state took over management of the nearly 77,000 acres. It cuts a one-mile green swath across the state, from the Gulf of Mexico on the west coast to the St. Johns River on Florida's east coast. It's a corridor of land still responsible for dreams, doubts, and debate. Dreams by state and county environmental planners who want to turn the Cross-State Greenway into one continuous recreational and conservation area. Doubts from skeptics who wonder if government can fix the problems today after wreaking havoc decades ago on major river floodplains, with the Rodman Dam and Buckman Lock on the Ocklawaha and the Inglis Lock and Canal on the Withlacoochee. Debates by those who bought into the original dream for economic growth along the canal by making business ventures nearby. Now they want the state to allow them to run their operations in good faith. Having decades of work experience on the old canal and having firsthand knowledge of the entire Greenway since he's walked the entire 110 miles from the Gulf to the St. Johns River, DEP's David Bowman says he's up to the cumbersome task to balance all three aspects.
Well, a lot of it is my experience for almost 30 years with the Barge Canal Project and with the whole Greenway itself, and the fact that my background's in wildlife, and by necessity as the manager of all these structures, I've gained a little experience with that and some engineering stuff, picked it up along the way. So I'm kind of helping the state of Florida transfer into the responsibility of managing this stuff until they decide what to do with it. And that leads me into probably the only downside of this is the expense and the politics and the decision making as to what to do with these two structures on either end.
Coast Guard Station Yanktown, Coast Guard Station Yanktown, Coast Guard 25517 on 21 Alpha.
Traveling west of the Inglis Lock by boat down the canal towards the Gulf of Mexico, one can see signs of recovery along the banks. Limestone berm piles along the banks created from the original dredging have recolonized, and pioneering plants and trees, sable palms and cedar trees and wax myrtles, have taken root. There's talk of harvesting this vegetation and dredged up limestone to create funds to construct badly needed recreation facilities such as boat ramps, picnic tables, campsites, and restroom facilities. These plans appeal to Citrus County, which advertises itself as the real Florida with its manatees, woodlands, and seven rivers. Citrus environmental planner Gary Madoff's banking on the natural environment, including the Cross Florida Greenway, for future tourist dollars.
We're never going to bring in a Mickey Mouse, a Disney World type atmosphere, and we're never going to bring in an IBM or a Ford plant. So we're looking at ecotourism as one of our key economic development activities, and it's working out quite well, and the Greenway is just another enhancement of that.
But developing the Greenway on Florida's Nature Coast is not without controversy. In part two of our series, examining the switch from the Cross Florida Barge Canal to the Cross Florida Greenway, we'll find out why a 13-year battle over a proposed marina for the canal and expansion plans for a limestone quarry alongside the canal have caused bitter debate in Citrus County. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.